Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey, everybody, Stephen Colbert from The Late Show, and welcome to The Late Show Pod Show. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what up?
Doing great. How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing fine. Now, we're on a dark week right now. That's why these are reruns that we're putting on the pod show here. What are you doing with your time?
So I'm actually going to be hosting a Chicago hot dog party over the weekend because it is my birthday coming up.
Oh, really?
And I'm shipping in Vienna beef hot dogs to my house.
Oh, that's fantastic.
To give my New York friends an experience.
Now, do you go with, for those of you who know Chicago hot dogs, I'm going to run down the list right here. Do you do the pickle spear?
I do, of course.
Do you? Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
You can bring in Vienna beef.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's see. You know, there's the classic Chicago dog, but do you do the... The, like, Chernobyl glowing relish?
Alien relish.
Okay, the really bright green fake relish. Do you do tomato wedges?
Yes.
Okay, do you do onions?
Yeah, I do the chopped onion.
Okay, do you do celery salt?
Yes, yum.
That's key.
Yum.
Here's the one that separates everybody. Do you do the sport pepper on top?
You know what? To be totally honest, I order them, and if they fall off, I don't attempt to put them back on.
I learned this from Paul Dinello, of course, my old buddy from Second City and Strangers with Candy, and also one of the producers here, produces all the cold opens. He taught me, because he's from Chicago, and when I moved to Chicago, he said, ask for the sport pepper, let the juice sink in, and then take the sport pepper off. That's his game.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But we've also got some great podcasts on the show this week.
Oh, right. I forgot. We're really a podcast about a show. I thought we were just going to talk about Chicago, because I could talk about Chicago all day long.
Yeah.
So let's figure out, let's continue our game here. What is the date? I'll try to guess the guest.
Okay, so the date here, this aired just this week, last week.
That doesn't actually help.
Okay.
Because as much as I care about every show, the minute it's over, I forget everything that's happened on
it.
Because there's no resting on your laurels with this job. You just have to be ready for the next day. You got about 5 minutes to go, hey, that went pretty well. Or to be upset, like, I didn't go the way I wanted. Because you immediately are in the next show. It's like there's another Kleenex in the box. In a negative, but also in a positive way. Like, you can't be too precious about anything. Right before I started the show, Robert Morton, Morty, called me, who was Dave's exec for many years, called me up, and I'd worked with him on a project for ABC, and he called me up and he said, hey, Stephen, you're going to be great. I just want to remind you that don't be too worried about any individual show, that however it feels in the room when you did it, by the time it gets on TV, it's never as bad as you think, and it's also never as good as you think. This is a marathon. So just, anyway, have a good time. You're going to be great. That was it. That was the whole conversation.
Wow.
And I'm very grateful for it. Thank you, Morty. So this week, so in other words, literally the week we're still in recording this. So it could be the person I'm talking to tonight, or it's one of the last two people, because we're recording this on Wednesday.
It's
one of the last two people I just spoke to.
It's someone you talk to every day as well.
It's Evie.
Yeah.
It's my wife, Evie.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. The only good thing that came out of COVID, the fact that I got to work with my family. And we'd always wanted to do things together. But, you know, what if you worked with your wife and it wasn't fun? That would be disastrous. Or what if they had fun and you didn't? That would be even worse.
Yeah.
And it's turned out to be great. Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure no one will take this out of context. Thank you, COVID.
Yep.
So let's do it.
Here's Halloween First Drafts with Evie.
Anyone who knows me knows I love Halloween. It is the spook-scariest time of the year. But it has its roots in a Christian holiday where people would put a candle in a hollowed-out gourd to get a blessing from Saint Sexy Pencil. And some folks love it so much that they like to send Halloween cards. And tonight, we took a look at some of my early attempts in our segment, First Drafts.
No! No! Stupid!
Of course, Halloween isn't complete without a costume, so here to complete my couple's costume of TV host and beloved wife, please welcome my wife, Evie McGee, everybody. There you go. Thank you. My goodness. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, darling. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I like that.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. That's sort of a Morticia Adams feel to it.
I know. I was going to go with the wig and the nails and all that,
but you look fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. We love Halloween in our house. We don't have many decorations up right now.
No, because we're sad empty nesters.
We're not sad empty nesters. We're young, sexy empty nesters, right? Look at that. That's not a sad outfit.
No, we're not even going to be home. No, our house is going to be dark. I think that's sad.
Keep it light. People at home are going to bed, darling. Keep it light. yes, we will. Don't come to our house. Darling, you know how First Drafts works.
I do. You're I'm a real pro
this.
Now.
Do you want to explain to everybody how this works?
No.
Okay.
I know. I know, too.
I know we have to explain it for the people
Why?
At home.
Why?
Oh. Maybe somebody out there does not know that in First Drafts, I will first show you a spooky Halloween card that made it to the market, say your local CVS, and then I show you the less than spooky first draft that they thought they couldn't sell. We're ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Give me the first one, please, my love. Okay, there you go. Okay, here's a fun one. It says, what did the ghost say at the bar? Let's have some booze. See? That's nice. That's nice. But the first draft said, what did the ghost say at the bar? I'm trapped here until someone avenges my death. Look at me, Carl. Look at me.
There's a lot going on.
There's a story there. There's a story that I'm just dying to find out about. That over there.
Okay. Our house doesn't even have any decorations this year.
What? Why are you bringing the people down? We usually put up a cat and a witch.
We do,
and we do cobwebs.
And every year we attempt to do some sort of fog machine, and every year it doesn't work.
It does not quite work. It just kind of spits.
Yeah.
Kind of spits. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's because you're right, because we don't have the kids really enjoy
it. See, now you're sad. See?
What? We should win Emmy for best drama this year. Colbert cried the entire time. Okay, here's one for a romantic partner. It says, Happy Halloween. I'm not trying to be humorous, but you hold the skeleton key to my heart.
Aww,
those of you
sweet.
Who know what a humerus is, there you go. But the first draft said,
big words.
Happy Halloween, let's bone. I would buy that.
Terrible!
I married a very nice girl. Doesn't know what the hell that's about.
I don't understand.
That's a good one. I would buy that one right that year. When you were younger, let me ask you this, my love, my darling. What was your costume? Did you have a go-to?
I dressed up as Peter Pan. I know, you like being a vampire.
What?
You were a vampire. What? Or Dracula. Which one?
You want to tell all my stories? Just tell all my stories. Now I got nothing. I was a vampire every year, because even as a small boy, I knew what sexy was. Vampires are sexy. Right in the neck, right in there. Come here. Stop it. I have security. Okay. Here's a nice card. Want to hear a Halloween secret? I love you so much, it's scary.
Aww.
That's fantastic. But here's the first draft. Want to hear a Halloween secret? I was a little spooked by your browser history. What's your go-to? What's your, because when you're a kid, obviously, Halloween is your introduction to the barter system, like rudimentary capitalism. And so what was your, you'd lay it all out. You'd have to do an inventory at the end of the night and count everything so your brothers wouldn't steal it from you.
Totally. So, I didn't have brothers.
No, but I had seven of them. So what was your candy? What was the one thing you would covet?
M&M's and little Snickers bars. Those were my favorites.
The little Snickers bars, okay.
How about you?
I'm a Three Musketeers man.
Yeah.
I'm big on, I'm bullish on the nougat.
Mm.
Yeah.
John, our son John, I think, Twix, is that what it's called, Twix? What's it called?
It is called Twix. Welcome to America, it's called Twix. She was raised by the Amish. She had a doll with no face and was not allowed zippers because they were from the devil. Yes, Twix, go ahead.
Who else? I'm trying to remember. Who else liked what? I don't know.
Let's move on.
I think you're being mean.
Am I?
I think you're being mean.
Am I being mean?
Yes.
Okay. This might be the last time we ever do this. I'm so sad. Let's edit that out,
too. Oh, they
don't
want that scene.
I know. They like you more than me. Okay. Here's it. Hey! Hey! I gotta start wearing things like that. That's
yes,
right.
You do.
Here's a nice one. It says, sorry, this is corny, but I can't resist you.
Sweet, there you
those,
go.
I
there
like Reese's Pieces.
I do, those are lovely. But the first draft said, sorry, this is corny, but I'm Choco-late. You're gonna be a father. Evan McGee, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.